I've enjoyed the first couple of weeks here, and you know, the club's very professional in what they do at training and the structure of the day. So so far I've been really impressed.
Why did you decide to come across here and up sticks?
Oh, look, I'd spent 13 seasons in the NRL at the top grade, and you know, I just thought now would be a good time for a change, and I thought if ever there was a time to come over and play and experience the league over here, then now was the right time. So I got three young boys, and they're at a good age. You know, they'll learn a lot from the experience as well, and it'll also give me an opportunity to do a bit of travel over this way in my time off. So you know, that was the main reasons.
Family considerations. I mean, obviously, you boys will only know of life in Australia. So do you think this is sort of like a life experience for them and for you and your family?
100%. You know, I've always been a big fan of travelling with your kids to give them that life experience. And, you know, both my wife and I have always wanted to provide that for our children. And, you know, this gives us that opportunity. So, you know, I think they'll learn, you know, a lot, you know, through the next couple of years. And so will myself and my wife. So it's going to be, you know, a very, very enjoyable couple of years, I hope.
How much trepidation do you have about it?
Not too much, you know. It's a little bit nerve-wracking coming over here and seeing, you know, not knowing too many people. And you know, it's a new phase of my life, really. So it's, you know, you got to meet it with, you know, some positivity and you know, I've done that and really looking forward to it.
Well, you're a big name signing because of that 13 years that you had in the NRL. So with that comes the pressure of having to perform every game, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, that's no different. There's a lot of pressure back home in the NRL to perform week in, week out, and you know, I'm sure it's no different here. You know, I haven't been playing 13 years in the NRL because I've been inconsistent. I've been a very consistent player, and you know, I'm going to bring that to the club. I'm going to perform week in, week out, and you know, that's what I've been doing for the last 13 years. So I want to bring some experience to the club and help the young kids out. You know, we've got a good young squad here, and I want to you know, try and help them develop into, you know, real quality players.
First impressions of the squad that Lee Radford's put together?
Yeah, it's been you know, really good. It's I think there's a good balance this year of you know, some good old heads who have been around the game a long time. You know, they've signed Leon Price and myself, and you know, they got Gareth Ellis here, and then you know, they brought, you know, Sneedy in. So two new halves. You know, that gives a lot of stability, you know, where you really need it to be. And some good young kids, you know, in the backs, and you know, I'm looking forward to you know, playing some footy with them.
And of course, it's a white hot atmosphere, isn't it? With having two clubs, Hull Kingston Rovers and Hull FC, in the same city. What have you come to this country knowing about that, or being told about that?
Well, I've been told plenty of things about the local derby, so I'm really looking forward to experiencing the crowds and the atmosphere. I've heard it's you know, something special. So we play them in the derby game, the friendly, and that'll be my first experience. So I'm you know, really looking forward to it. I think it's been built up as like a little mini state of origin to me. So I can't wait.
There's a latent expectation here of seasons that have floated by without any improvement, and last season was a disappointment as well. So as a squad being put together, there's a tremendous responsibility on you, and particularly now that the competition is going to the Super 8 stage after 23 rounds.
Yeah, exactly right. With the new structure of the top 8, there's a lot of expectations here at this club to be in that. And you know, I haven't come here to you know, play for a relegation spot. I've come here to, you know, play for a finals berth. And you know, so have the other guys that they've signed. I'm happy that expectation has been put on us, because you know, it brings out the best in professional athletes. And I hope that, you know, that expectation that the club have for us and the fans have for us can bring out the best in everyone.
You're expecting Super League week in, week out to be different to the NRL?
I think so. From what I've seen of it, not too much, but a little bit slower in the ruck. I think that's going to be the main difference. The NRL having two referees really policing the ruck, it quickens the game up. I think only having that one ref, you can get away with a little bit more in the ruck. So it slows the game, the tempo of the game up a little bit. So I think that'll be the main difference, which I'll probably have to get used to. the ref's always on you about getting out of the ruck. So I've heard that you can buy a little bit more time there. I think that's probably the biggest difference. With slowing down the ruck a little bit, they can be a little bit tougher in the middle because it's not as quick. So there's a little bit of difference there. But like I said, I'm looking forward to getting out there and experiencing it.
What's your expectations finally then in this interview?
Oh look, on myself.
On yourself and the club and everything.
Oh look, I expect us to do really well this year. I expect. That I can play some good football for the club, and help the young kids, develop into seasoned first graders, be up in the top four, hopefully fighting for that silverware at the end of the year.